They might want to start writing tickets for speeding on the German Autobahn. We'll see how that goes. I'm David Brancaccio. Today we learn fewer people signed up for unemployment benefits in the last week, just slightly fewer. Good news if you're a person who needs work, but for the Federal Reserve trying to slow things down, it's kind of bizarre to say, but that could be seen as quote-unquote bad news. The fight against inflation may not be quite working yet. On Thursdays, we get the Diane Swonk briefing. She is chief economist at the audit, tax, and advisory firm KPMG. Hey there.
Good morning.
So the big report is tomorrow. We'll get to that in a second. That's unemployment and hiring payrolls. But we're not seeing signs that, despite the best efforts of the central bank, that the labor market is slowing down. People are still hiring.
They're still hiring, and what's interesting is they're still posting job openings. Job openings actually increased in the month of July. At the same time, you know, they're chasing a moving target because unemployment fell, and the ranks of those seeking employment with that fell. So now the ratio of job openings to workers seeking employment is 2-1. That's higher than they were before, and that's the wrong direction for the Federal Reserve that would like to see a job market that's more in balance with one job opening per worker, and we're nowhere near that at this stage of the game.
I think the JOLTS data was July. We'll get August unemployment in the morning. We have to be a little bit careful of that data.
Exactly. Now, the unemployment rate should be okay, but the survey response rates in the month of August, especially for the payroll part of the survey, are the lowest of the year. And so we often get a false read and have to take anything we get in the month of August with a grain of salt until revisions are done, because it can be the largest revised month of the year. So whatever number we get, we have to be careful how we interpret it, because many companies just don't respond in the month of August, and that often skews the data. Back in 2011, we got a month print in August that was zero and then revised up significantly several months later. But that was a really scary period during the debt debacle. And all of a sudden, people thought the economy might be slipping back into a recession, and it wasn't. It was a false signal.
All right. We'll be on the lookout for that. Diane Swonk, chief economist, KPMG. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now that August is but a memory, I can tell you the S&P fell 4.2% for the month. The NASDAQ fell 4.4%. Crude oil is down 3 months in a row now, down 2.2% this morning amid recession concerns, $87.60 a barrel. Gasoline, retail, $3.83, average nationwide, regular, down from $4.21 a month ago. That's a drop of 9%. And our colleagues at the BBC talked to the owner of a pub in southwest England where the cost of electricity and heat went from $15,000 a year to $40,000 a year, given the energy crisis in Europe now. Now, six beer companies and pub chains have written to the UK government warning of mass shutdowns of British pubs if there's no government bailout. By June, the number of pubs in England and Wales dropped below 40,000. That's the lowest on record.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
The Biden administration is putting new restrictions on U.S. companies selling powerful computer chips to China and Russia. Silicon Valley chip maker NVIDIA is especially affected by this. Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
In a Securities and Exchange Commission filing, NVIDIA says the U.S. government is now requiring licenses for the export of certain computer chips to China and Russia. In an emailed statement, a Commerce Department spokesperson told me exports of these chips are being restricted to keep them out of the wrong hands. Commerce says they could be used by the Chinese military to, quote, conduct human rights abuses. NVIDIA says it doesn't sell to Russia, but about $400 million in potential sales to China could be impacted. NVIDIA says it'll try to fill orders from China with other chips not subject to the export restriction. If that doesn't work, NVIDIA says it would try for a license to export the restricted chips. Another U.S. chip maker, Advanced Micro Devices, says it was also notified of the new licensing requirement, and sales of just one of its high-end chips would be affected. These advanced semiconductors are used for things like recognizing speech and objects or people in pictures or videos. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
As European leaders ponder new energy-saving policies, some experts there say a speed limit on the open roads of Germany's Autobahn could help save fuel. But even floating the idea has reignited an intense debate among drivers in Germany who don't want to be forced to slow down on the highway system famous for no speed limit. The BBC's Jenny Hill has more from Berlin.
Here in the south of Berlin, a group of men have got together to race tiny electric cars around a mini racetrack. And they're off. What better place to come to find out how Germans feel about proposals to put a speed limit on this country's famously speed limit free motorways?
Das glaube ich in Deutschland nicht durchsetzbar.
They'll never get away with that in Germany, Martin tells me.
Genau wie es in Amerika immer Waffen geben wird.
Just like there'll always be guns in America. The Germans love fast cars, the Americans love guns.
Germany's motorways are world famous. There is, technically, nothing to stop a driver doing, as one did recently, more than 250 miles per hour. But as Germany hurtles towards winter and a potential energy crisis, calls for a speed limit on its motorways are gaining traction. For economist Professor Wolfgang Mennich, when it comes to saving energy, every little helps.
It could save some 1.5% of the consumption of fuel.
A motorway speed limit would please environmental campaigners and those who worry about safety, although significantly more people die on Germany's rural roads than the Autobahn.
For many, it's about so much more than the open road. It's about freedom.
We are always focusing on the general idea of freedom and individual responsibility.
Michael Kruse is the energy spokesman for Germany's Liberal Party, the FDP. They, unlike the rest of the coalition government, fiercely oppose any suggestion of a speed limit.
Well, where's the stop then? If you say, well, speed limit 130 kilometers per hour, then the next person comes and says, well, it's 100 kilometers per hour would be even better. The next one comes and says, well, 60 would be even better. And the next person comes and says, well, not driving a car at all would be the best.
At the track, the cars speed round and round. But public opinion has now shifted in favour of the limit. Could this be the moment the battle for Germany's motorways is finally won? In Berlin, I'm the BBC's Jenny Hill for Marketplace.
Other than Auf Wiedersehen, the only thing I remember from college German is this single phrase, Gibt es hier keine Geschwindigkeitsbegrenzung? Now I may not even be able to use that. It meant, there is here no speed limit. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do
the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.